whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 239. Today is Saturday, October 24th, 2020. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is my SFAM herself, Chris. There she is, over there. She's ready.
I'm here.
She's
Hi,
ready.
Everybody.
Hi, thank you for joining me. Appreciate that.
Always.
Appreciate that greatly. Thank you, chat room, for joining us as well. Hi, Hillbilly Jim's here, Fez here, Tiber's here, Zai's here. So thanks, guys. Thank you for coming out. It's not going to be a long show today. I know I say this and it ends up being an hour and a half anyway, but I don't think it's
really
be,
not.
It's really not today. So I know Chris and I can talk. We can quite easily talk about
anything
for hours, which is fine, but we're not going to do that today. I've got lots of stuff I need to sort because life is crazy and Chris has done an 80 hour week, so she needs to get some sleep. That is the other
not
thing.
Much brain left. Not
no
much brain
mash.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But thank you for being here, so we appreciate that. Which means, you know what? It's 1 week till Halloween. Wow.
I'm floored. And I love this holiday, like in-game, out of game. I love everything about Halloween. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it starts in early September with my son's birthday, my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like through the beginning of the year. And my birthday, September 3rd, I blinked, and next Saturday is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where any of this time has gone. Well, I do. It's all gone to work.
Yeah.
But it's like there's no time to slow down and enjoy. You know, I just realized we're a week into Hallow's End, and I haven't even gotten enough spooky treats to put my garrison decorations up.
Yeah.
And because I'm doing it on a tune that, you know, it wasn't one of my mains before, you know, and she didn't have time last year because I blinked and it was gone.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's a week till Halloween and I've done one daily for the spooky treats. No, this is not okay.
I had the great pleasure on my main of going over to the garrison. And look, my garrison is Christmas time 99% of the year. It's Christmas. Once they gave us the decorations, it was like, yes, we are going to have Christmas the whole year round, except for when it's Halloween. Halloween, we have to change it over to the pumpkins. And so I had great pleasure of going over there and talking to Trixie or whatever her name is, I can't remember, and just being like, turn it back over to this one. So yeah, so that was really good. You know what the good thing though is, those spooky treats are bind on account. So if you do happen to have some, you can send them across.
Oh, I did not know that. And since I have so many alts, you
might
talk about that.
Yes.
I could have my entire garrison decorated tomorrow.
Exactly.
And I had to take down my Christmas decorations to be able to start doing the Halloween one. So I'm with you.
Yes, yes. And you know what? So next week, gonna do a little bit of a Halloween episode next week, so I'm kind of excited. 2018, when I came over to America and went to BlizzCon and actually had a proper Halloween, because it was fantastic. Stone, Carrie and I, we got all dressed up. I was like in full, like this Sylvanas makeup, which was, but spooky witch type. So that was really cool. But I did pick up some cute little decorations for next week. So I got a black cat.
Yes.
And I got a pumpkin.
Yay. Oh, that's so fabulous.
Yeah. So, no, they just hang. So I've got to figure out.
Just catching the light from you. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, sparkly. They're like made out of, like a crepe, like a plastic shiny crepe that, yeah. So they were really cute. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to get those. And that way then they'll go in my stash of Halloween stuff. And we might put them up for next week. So, yeah. So we do a little Halloween theme, which I'm really excited about. So, and of course, I'll be making Halloween cupcakes next week. Just saying. I might have some...
Oh, it's too bad shipping to the U.S. is so bad.
Spider webs. I might have some... spider webs, and I've got some eyes. I've got some bloodied eyes. So
yes!
So we'll do that. I think we will get rid of. No, I don't know how to do that. Sorry. Yes. Hang on. I'm going to delete that. There we go. So, yeah, so that's going to be some fun for next week. So, yeah, so, you know, we can do a little bit of fun, have a little bit of fun, which is, you know, which is cool. But for this week, we're going to talk about, well, what's been going on, because, you know, some stuff's happened. In particular, and speaking of Halloween, let me play it. You know what I'm going to play. You know what I'm going to play, right? It's going to be this one. Yes.
I do that every time I use the Hearthstone. Like poor Zeppin learns every day that I use that. I laugh like that.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yes, it's great.
My most favorite thing, I must admit, I have not been in Brill or in... any of the starting areas to actually do horsemen this year. Normally I'm all over that, but it's been a little crazy my end, so I haven't done that, but I have done some candy pockets, which is good, but we'll talk about that in a moment. So let's start off with how your week is, because obviously Headless Horseman is your like most favorite. Headless Horseman is your most favorite thing you love to do.
What that mount? So okay, here's irony though. So you know, I've actually had to skip like 2 days because I've literally been doing like 14-hour days at work this mm-hmm. week. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So I missed a couple days. But we still run through all our tunes, no matter what. Zep yes. and I go through, we do our tunes. Paradin already has them out. You know, mm-hmm. Natch is still trying, but Learn, Zep, and I are all still trying. Mm-hmm. And so we had time just before this to get through all but one of my tunes and all of but three okay. of Zep's. Mm-hmm. And we're only doing the level 50s. I mean, if I go into anything other level 50, it would take me a week to get through my tunes for yeah. one day. Kind of thing. The very last run, bless his heart, I love this man to death. Zep got the mount. I am so excited for him.
Ooh.
14 years, he finally got
wow,
the mount.
Wow, here we
so
go.
So excited.
Hey, Zep!
Nat, I love you dearly.
That is so cool. That is so cool.
I'm so excited. So I am still trying. Oh, good Lord. And I'm sorry. If you are queuing for a dungeon as heals,
mm-hmm.
heal. Don't just stand there. Don't just DPS and watch everybody else around you unless you have the most spectacular DPS that you can one-shot that sucker and yeah. you sign up as heals, heal. Don't watch your tank have to run back in 3 times because you just let them die.
Yeah.
Heal.
Yes.
Please.
So obviously, as a challenge tune play, like, as a challenge tune, you wouldn't be doing Headless Horseman. However, unless you're in a full team of five, which good luck with that, because I certainly wouldn't want to be risking a team trying to do it. But how did you find just doing a dungeon on normal with this, how the squish has been? Like, how did you find? Didn't have any real issues?
I want my Twilight Devastation back, please. Please, 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 and a please. So I had three pieces of gear that have Twilight Devastation.
Yeah.
And that was the big purple beam of doom. Both, two of them were at 18%. Zep had one, two 18s and a 12. I had two 18s and a 6. We could just destroy anything. I mean, I don't die. I'm a bear.
Yeah.
So I don't die, but I've never had the ability to absolutely destroy with DPS before. And we did in BFA. And now the Twilight Devastation is gone. And I kind of hit like a wet noodle again. And I'm really sad because it's kind of like, rawr, instead of eat your face off. I'm just, rawr, I'm a bear, rawr, you know? Rawr. You know, you're not going to kill me, but if you stand there for 20 minutes, then I'll eat your face like, off eventually in small bites. Yes.
Rawr. Okay, rawr.
Yes, my
okay.
Murloc.
Yes.
Rawr. The squish has been brutal on most of my tunes. My warlock, she's jamming. She's doing great. I highly recommend it. Chaos Bolt. Ooh, yeah.
Chaos Bolt to the face, baby. That's the way.
Oh, Chaos Bolt is beautiful.
It is.
Yes. But some of them are a wee bit feeling underpowered compared to what they were.
Okay.
My health goes down a lot faster than it used to.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be fun times going into Shadowlands and going into the pre-patch. And you can darn well bet I will be getting the gear when it comes out with the pre-patch. Anything that drops, I'm thinking I better start doing some world quests.
Yeah.
Because when the loot that's falling from the Headless Horseman beats the loot that I, or the gear that I'm wearing now, we might have a few issues with going into Shadowlands. So,
yeah, like,
you know, you're feeling more like a challenge tune on your normal tunes.
Yes, yes. Ty was just saying he really feels they should have let us play with corruption at the end of the XP instead of, you know, having what it is. So, which I must admit, it kind of feels like, because it doesn't feel like Shadowlands is really here yet. Like, it's like this lull before the storm, so to speak. It's kind of like, what am I trying to work out? I can't do this, I can't do this, but I still don't have this. So it's you know, it's a playing around with things that we're still kind of trying to get our heads around ourselves. So I understand that. Zion and Ferber both also saying that not many people are putting out the fires. I think everyone's probably off doing candy buckets or leveling, because leveling to 50, as I know that there's been, especially challenge tunes wise, people just been like leveling crazy. Like, it's just getting a 50 seems to be, like, not really, not going to say it's not an issue, but leveling is fast at the moment.
Very.
So it's going to be, the true test is going to be 50 to 60, especially for a challenge turn. Stir says, yeah, he did a passy 1 to 50 in 6 days. Wow. that's crazy. It's, the fun bit starts when Shadowlands drops and we go to 60. That's going to be fun. Notice the fun face I've got on. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to. Anyway, we will see. Well, absolutely, congratulations to Zep again for getting the mount. That's fantastic. You still have one run. You still have one run.
Yes, I will do that in the morning today. When I wake up.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, so we're doing this and sending all the positive, you know, mountain vibes your way. So, yeah.
I love that mount.
It is. If I could give you one, I would give you one in my hunter's bank. I'd totally do that. It dropped a couple years ago. And I'm just, you know, when you just stand there and you're just looking at your bags and you're like, seriously? What? So, yeah, and I've kept it. It's one of those things. It's like I hunted it for so long, I couldn't destroy it.
Oh, no. That would have to go to the bank.
Yeah, sits in the bank with all the
other... That also has about 17 brooms.
I have not found one bloody broom this year at all.
Go kill Headless Horseman. He's giving them out like candy.
I did on Lita the other night, and nothing. But I took... Who did I take through? I took my hunter through everywhere didn't finish all of Northrend before she dinged. You got one. First fires, nonsense. Wow. Nice. It's just nothing's turned up. So it was a little bit like, oh, bugger. So, I mean, I know I can go and buy one, but, you know, when you've got all those tricky cheats, the last thing you want to do is buy a broom that's going to go away, because, you know, those pets sit there and they're like, hi, you want another one of these, don't you? Like, yeah. So Zep will loot the love rocket from Headless Horseman tomorrow. Oh, I love it.
That's very good. Yes. Luck. Yes. Smelt.
Nice. Hey, Periton. Hey, Taco. That's awesome. But congratulations to him. So, but we're going all vibes to you, okay? So you still got a week and a couple of days, a day.
I think, well, so, hopefully it'll just come visit me. Yes. Permanently.
Which would be awesome. Absolutely. All right. Well, anything else did you get up to? How else were you finding the squish with any changes that you thought were interesting for your toons?
Oh, my poor bars and my poor add-ons and the things they gave me back, but they took away some major healing spells for my bear. And I'm like, what are you doing to me? So I am still trying to, because, you know, I don't have that much time, trying to put back together. I got Berserk back. Wait, I can do Death and Decay as Frost? I'm like, wait. What? So I'm like, all right, D, you read Icy Veins, and then you put it in mom chat so that you can read all the tech and be like, okay, mom, that's your spender. That's your O bubbles. And nice. I'm like, okay, you go read every class and tell me where everything changed, because I had it down and not so much anymore. Yeah. So my little walking encyclopedia is putting things in perspective for me while I'm desperately reading Icy Veins for talent trees and what changed. Yeah. And I have spent quite a bit of time at the barber, I must say. My druid now has some purple leaves. Another druid has purple hair. People have purple eyes. Are we getting a purple theme here? And the undead girls. Ooh, that mohawk to the side. Oh, she looked fantastic.
Yeah.
So I'm loving the barbershop.
Nice. I know. Some of the customizations, like you just sit there and, you know, you think, wow, look how far we've come in all this time. Like, I still remember when it first came out. And, you know, you went to the barber shop and you're like, what can I change? What can I have? And, you know, you were so excited back when, you know, it originally came in. And now I'm going, I'm like looking at all the new stuff and I'm like, this is so good. Yeah, so I did I took leader. So on the night of that everything changed, I took leader. The add-ons bugged everything out. So that was fantastic. So I logged off and went, I can't do anything. So I got my bat and ball and I went to bed because I was like, God damn it. But the next day I managed to play around with the add-ons and get them, you know, kind of working enough that I could do stuff. And I went and I sat leader down and I looked at all the things and I kept going, yes, this is fantastic. This is fantastic. But my OCD, my OCD of what leader is and who she is, and that I've had her pretty much lay like this for the last 16 years, was like, you know what? I'm not changing her hair. I love her hair. I love the color. I love her look. It's just, she's had this. She is not changing. The only thing I changed was her eyes. I changed her eye color, which went to purple. So,
yeah.
So that was it. And I was like, yeah, no, purple. Now that just suits her. Because she's got the red purple hair, which she's had since day dot. So, it just was really, you know, great looking at everything. But in the end, it was just like, no, she needs to have the purple eyes. So that just now completes her. So I was really happy about that, which was great. But other than that, I did log into quite a few tunes, and I actually looked at my account. I don't know if you guys had this. I think this was a bug, but I logged into my account, and I'm looking at all the realms that I've got tunes on, and I'm going, have I got that many tunes on this realm? What the hell? What? I've,
yeah, 65 tunes all of a sudden. Yeah, it happened to me.
I was like, what's going on? So I had way more tunes than I actually had. But once I moved over to the realm and it was like, you've got no tunes there. And I'm like, well, of course not, because I deleted them like 4 years ago. So why is it showing up that I've got tunes on this server? So I did end up going through and I had to have a serious talk with myself. I said, Lita, I know you're an alcoholic. You know, and sometimes this is great. It's great being an alcoholic. But at times, you know, you do let it just go a little, you go a little bit crazy. So you need to cull. So last night, I did. I culled a few. Yeah. So some of the challenge tunes, I just had to get a little bit harsh with myself. Yeah. And yeah, I am definitely hoard. Yes, that's me. So yeah, I ended up getting rid of a few. On the plus side, I managed to pick up two pets because I spent some of their money on buying pets that I didn't have. So that was nice. Because I'm not wasting that money. So I used to do, a long time ago, I used to do a show called Control-Alt-Wow with Aprillion and Rogue Slayer and Tidra. And one of the things that Aprillion always would do was when she didn't want a tune, and especially when she was playing some challenge tunes, she'd die, just delete them, wouldn't look at anything, doesn't matter how much gold she's got, wouldn't. And I cannot do that. I cannot do it. If it is a challenge tune, they get stripped down. I go to the bank. I clear out the bank. I vendor anything that I'm like, yeah, I don't need to send that across. Anything else gets sent across to the bank tune. Always have a bank tune, which admittedly is normally a dead challenge tune, but don't care.
I was going to say, what's your bank tune's name?
My bank tune is now my working man that I killed back in. So yeah, so when that one that I flew into the Gromgol So she's now...
You don't make little specific gnomes and goblins named Money and Teller and dress them up in little monocles and make them bankers?
I do for my for my normal on Earthen Ring, my normal where my normal characters are, but for Wormrest, no. I just have a dead I've got actually one both sides. I've got just dead iron. I think I've got a dead iron and now a dead the working man. So yeah, which is fine, you know. I'm not going to get rid of them because I can use them as scouts. That's the other thing. So I just clean out the banks, vendor everything, make sure if I've got any auction house stuff, wait for the auction house, you know, send it all across, log out, log into the bank toon, get all the stuff, log out, log back into the toon, make sure I've covered everything, log out, and then delete. That is my OCD. I know people think it's crazy. I know that. So thank you. Thank you for the follow. It's just what I do. I cannot not do it. So I cleared out about 4 or 5 toons. Yeah, wow. Last night. Yeah. So it needed to be doing. So I need to rein in a few things, and we will see how we go. The other thing that I noticed this week, so I don't know for you, those of you that are out there leveling, I did a lot of candy buckets, which was really good. I was doing it on my hunter, which is not a challenge tune, but at the same stage, I was also wanting to path around and, you know, see how things, like, kind of scouting out to see how things were. And I went to Pandaria. She'd never done Pandaria. So I thought, right, well, we'll take her over. I'll go over there. We'll get all of that done. And at the first stage, I didn't have Chromie time. And when I went to Kunalai Summit, I don't know if you know, there is not often, I think there's only about one or maybe two candy buckets that are very specific, that if you haven't done a quest chain to open up the town or the area, you cannot get that candy bucket. As I've mentioned, I have a little bit of OCD. So I do all of Pandaria and I've left this one, which is in Kunalai Summit. And it's looking at me, and I'm just like, okay, you know, you don't need it, Lita. You don't need it. We're still going to go to Northrend. There's still lots of candy buckets. It's fine. But of course, it's like whenever I open up the map, it's like this, there's this thing that's like doing this beeping, like a heartbeat on the map. That's kind of like, I'm still here. I'm still here. You haven't got me. This is a candy bucket. So I went, right, okay. So I never took the hunter through and must have done the quest chain. And I thought, right, okay, we'll go looking. So here I am in Kunalai Summit. I don't have Chromie time on. I'm looking for the quest chain. And of course, I can't really find it. So, and then I did. And I'm looking and I'm going, Why don't I go and switch Chromie time on? Let's see what happens. So I go back to Ogrimmar. I talk to Chromie. Put Chromie time back on. Go back to Pandaria. And now the mobs are all my level. So when I kill something, I'm getting better XP. I'm also getting better quest XP. Whereas beforehand, the mobs were nearly 15 levels. I think they were about 15. I'm going to say 12 to 15 levels below what my hunter was. They showed as being yellow. But when I was killing, I wasn't getting a lot of stuff. And I thought, you know what? Let's bring this up to make this even. So I put Chromie time on. I went through. I did the whole quest chain was able to open up the town that I needed, which was a little horde town, East Village or something. Anyway, it's one like smack bang down the bottom of Kunlai Summit. So if you've played Horde, you'd probably have a rough idea where I'm talking about. It's normally on fire before you do the quest chain, but you need to open it all up and then it's no longer on fire. And of course I run into the inn, and I do this every time. I know I've done this so many times. I run into the inn when I finished it all. I'm like, where's the candy bucket? I'm like standing in this little hut and I'm like looking around going, where the bloody hell's my candy bucket? What's going on? So I see the little exclamation point and it's like close by. So I walk back out and I'm standing at the, like at the hut door looking out and I'm like, where the hell is the candy bucket? I, you know, I'm looking around, I can't see it. So I move the toon out a bit further. I pan everything around and there it is right outside. Next to the innkeeper that's outside and next to the mailbox. Because, you know, you'd have the innkeeper outside the inn. Yeah, so...
So you ran right...
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, I was focused. You get into the inn to find the candy bucket. But no, this one was focus, on the outside. Focus. Yeah. So I managed to get that, which was good. So then while I was there, and obviously, again, this is on a normal tune. This is not a challenge tune, but I'm testing things out. I want to see how Chromey Time is working. And next thing I hear this, you know, this big roar coming from over the hill. And I'm like, Shah's up. Okay. Let's go have a look. So I fly over to Shah and, you know, no one else is around. And I'm like, sweet. Okay. I think he was something like 1.7 million hit points. And I'm on my hunter. I'm gonna say I feel like I was around about maybe about 12,000. Maybe I'm being generous. Like, I can't remember. But I looked at him and I just went, let's see what happens. It's not a challenge turn. Let's see what happens. It wasn't pretty. Definitely was not pretty. I think I lasted, and Zoltan, my cat, lasted, I'm gonna say, I'm probably being generous, for about 5 seconds.
I bet it was quick.
Yeah. So I went, you know what, Chromey Time not so good for that. So I went back to Ogrimmar, took off Chromey Time, so went back to normal, came back over there, and guess what? Pretty much one shot him.
Nice. Yes.
So I was like, take that, Shah. Of course, it didn't drop anything for me, so I was like, you bastard. So, yeah. So just a point I wanted to make for Chromey Time is, you know, it can come in handy for doing those quests where you're like, well, I might as well be getting some XP that's at my level to get something that's decent. So don't forget to utilize that. And as much as going around and doing like candy buckets at the moment for all your challenge tunes, obviously not Bloodthirsties, but all your other ones. But if you see some quests while you're there and you're like, well, I might as well do some of these quests as long with the candy buckets, make sure you get Chromey Time sorted, because that way then at least you're going to be getting XP at where you are. Like if you've technically out leveled the zone, if you get your Chromey Time, you're going to get the same. So just, you know, keep that in the back of your mind also when you're going around to the different expansions. So yeah, but yeah, it's fun. I quite like the Chromey Time. It's giving a lot of versatility and a lot of difference. Yeah, or don't use to one-shot stuff. Yeah, exactly. Chromy time, not so good when you're going mount hunting on your main type of tunes. Yeah, it's basically you're fighting those bosses at, like, normal, like expansion normal, which is not pretty. We don't want that. We want to be able to, like, kill it in two shots. So yeah. So
I want my purple beams of doom back.
Yeah, purple beams of doom. Absolutely. But yeah, so that's pretty much what I've done. I've got a couple of tunes ready that I want to go play. Hopefully a green man and an iron that I've got. I'm like, yep, right, we're ready to go. I have not had a lot. As much as Chris has had, like, super crazy with work, yes, mine's not been that fantastic as well. So it's been a bit crazy. Haven't had a huge amount of play time to sit down with the challenge tunes this week. So hopefully this coming week. And we've still got Hallow's End to utilize. Which reminds me, where's my little news bumper? Here we go, let's play this one.
Do, 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 do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Thank you, Rogue Slayer. All right, so Hallow's End is still on. It goes until November 1st. So we've literally got a week, week and a day to go. And there's heaps of, if you can get candy buckets, fantastic. Utilize it. You might as well. It's free XP. Like, why not? Go for it. Take your irons out and get those ones. Again, not on the Bloodthirsties. Sorry, no Bloodthirsty love again for this world event. I haven't really noticed any issues with anything when I was going around collecting candy buckets on the Hunter, other than just, you know, just big thing, I think, Don't walk away from your tune while you're on a flight path, because I know somebody had an issue with that in Discord, I'm gonna say a few days ago, where they were in Northrend, they were flying somewhere on the flight path, Winter's Grasp came up, they got dropped into Winter's Grasp.
Ouch.
Into the, like, landed at the flight path they were supposed to be going to, I think, Sholazar. And it started, and the flight path went, you know what? No, we're going to put you right here. So probably just, if you're on a flight path, just be careful that, you know, walking away. I know some people have walked away from flight paths, ended up dead. You know, we know with DCs and game crashing and all that kind of stuff, but things like Wintergrass putting you at the flight path, dropping you into it, that's not good, not good. Fair says there are hostile mobs in the inn at Stone Talon Peak. If you can stealth in and CC them, it's okay. Otherwise, be really careful. Yes, definitely. You know, there are stuff we still got to be really careful with your challenge tunes, or go above level 35 and don't use Chromy time. Exactly, thank you, Zaya. That's where Chromy time can be good, and then make sure that you turn it off. Okay, so we're still learning things about, you know, we've never had a Chromy time before. This is all new. This is all new.
I need a spreadsheet.
Yes. Anyone got spreadsheets? Who's got spreadsheets doing? I'm sure someone has. But yeah, you know, how are you guys finding it with Chromy time, with the leveling? What's going on? You know, let us know. We're curious as to how that is going. I must admit, for the first couple of days, I kind of logged in and I played on the target dummies with Leader. Because I was a bit like, I got Curse of Exhaustion back. and
seriously,
corruption, and curse of tongues. And you know, when it's like, I have not seen these spells in, I've got a feeling like 8 or 10 years. It's been a really long time. So I'm like looking at the spells just going, I don't really need them. And then I take her out and I'm like, yeah, no, she's good. I'm okay. I'm okay on her. So we will God, the spreadsheets.
I don't really remember what some of them do.
Yeah, yeah. It's finding all those new points. And don't forget, guys, as a challenge tune, we had said, you know, if you're making a new challenge tune and all of that, that's fine. You can go spec. There is no problem with having a specs. We have decided to carry it on. That's fine. If you decide to choose on a new tune to go specless, hey, that's, you know, go for it. See how you go. You know, we wish, we would love to see someone be able to do it and see what happens. Good luck. That's what I will say. But let us know how you're finding it and how things are playing out with Chromie Time, because I'm quite enjoying it. It's just a remember of, you know, like, get back to Ogrimmar or Stormwind. Make sure you change it over. It's just like a little new step we need to remember in my brain. So. Now, the other thing that I wanted to make mention of is, yes, the website is still down. Yes, you cannot add. You cannot update your tunes. It's still all a bit of a balked mess. So I've got a nice big banner front and center that says you can't add your tunes, etc. So again, apologies. We know everything just came up right before pre-patch that you could, but the squish has now made things really yay fantastic. So code needs to be sorted and is being sorted for that. So we will let you know when you can. Obviously at the moment still can't. Okay. So as soon as we've got word that things are good, we will let you know for that. Other than that, I think, and yes, State of the Challenges is still balked. Everything is being worked on. There's a lot of stuff. So as soon as it's able to, we'll let you know, guys. All right.
Everything.
Yeah, it's just like everything's on fire. I'm juggling fire. Yeah, that's what it feels like. As I says, will those that get to 50 before Shadowlands will be considered Iron Champions? No. No, I don't see why they would, because we're in pre-patch. So, if you're talking about for now, anything before pre-patch, sure. But for the moment, no, because now we're going to 60. Everything's been reset. So, no. 50, I mean, the same happened with my passy. Like, I log into, you know, the night after, or 2 nights after pre-patch, and she had literally like less than 3,000 XP with the squish. It's like, damn. So she dinged 50, but it's like, okay, well, I guess she's ready for Shadowlands when we go to 60. So a lot of people, I know Stir has been busy leveling lots of different things. I know he's been doing, I think, iron and some passies. And he said his leveling, which I'll get to talk to him in, not next week, the week after. So I'll be interested to see how he's going with leveling and what he's been finding. But a lot of people have been saying, you know, getting from 1 to 50 has been quite quick, which is good. So people are, you know, probably out there leveling your stuff, getting ready for Shadowlands when we go from 50 to 60, which will be the, and I cannot stress this enough. Again, I cannot stress this enough. Getting to 60 is going to be the fun bit on a challenge soon. because all the testing that I did was not pretty. Not pretty for me. And I know quite a few other people had the same thing. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. Get to 50. Yay. 50 to 60. We will see. So yeah, it'll make it much interesting. That will be a definite challenge for sure. All right. Anything else I need to cover in this part? I think we're done.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we're good. So, okay. Well, as I said, hey guys, this is a short show.
We didn't lie this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a short show. Yay. All right, where's my chit chat? Where is it? Where is he?
Hey, yo, it's chit chat.
I missed the goblin. Lord. I missed the goblin. Yes, I know. All right. Nisi kindly gave me a Azzy pun that I know that we've used this one, but he's... Please send some good vibes to Azzy. We're thinking of you, Azzy, wherever you are. I don't think he's in the chat room, but we are thinking of you, and I hope things are going okay. But I will play this bumper, because we love this bumper.
It's Azzy's pun.
Love that. All right. Hit us with it. What do we got?
Okay, from Dear Azzy. A woman in labor suddenly shouted, "Shouldn't, wouldn't, couldn't, didn't, can't." "Don't worry," said the doc. "Those are just contractions."
Yep. Excellent. I like it. All right. Okay. Let's see if we can go two for two. Dave sent one in. Here's Dave's. So Dave says, there's a fine line between a... Geez, Dave, you're giving me big words. Numerator and a denominator. Only a fraction of people will find this funny.
I nodded so hard over that, I can't even tell you when I read it. The nort was real.
Oh, my Lord. That's excellent. Thanks, Dave. My Lord. Oh, seriously, one of my favorite things I do look forward to every week is seeing what these guys send in. It's just great. Some not so, but this week, they're good. This week, there's good. All right. Okay, so anything from the chat room? Any other questions? Because as I said, this is a short show. We're basically done.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I could stand here and talk about coffee. Like, I haven't drunk one. Gold. In the spirit of Azzy Gold.
God.
That's nice. I like it. And gold in caps. Thank you, Stir. There we go. Yes. We send some good vibes to you, Azzy. If you are listening to this or do get to hear this, we are thinking of you. I will reach out and check and see how it's doing. I've just not had time today, so I will do that after the show. Other than that, all right. Well, as I said, for us, next week will be Halloween. Exciting. Yay. I might have to find a Halloween backdrop.
Yeah.
Spooky. I don't know. We're going to have a little bit of... I'm going to have a little bit of fun with Halloween. You guys can do what you... You can just sit there and just be like, yeah, Alita's gone crazy. That's fine. I love Halloween. If it's not Halloween, it's Christmas. Two of my favorite things. So we will do that. All right. Well, let's wrap it up because short show is a good show and then Chris can go to bed because, you know, 80 hour weeks are not a regular thing, my dear. Just tell your boss. Don't make all me right. Come there with a and smack him.
Right. At least he's doing them with me. It's just yes. I need bodies.
Yes, you need bodies. Absolutely. Alive bodies, people.
Live, well, you know, well, I'll take half alive.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes it does make you wonder. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We will, let's do our thank yous. Thank yous. I didn't even put them in. Oh my Lord. I think I did this.
I would love to, woman, but I'm not that good.
Wow. Leah is just going all over the not so this week. Okay. Don't.
You're an Iron Elite. We love you. I don't know who you are. I probably butchered your name 400 times.
Do it. Every single week, seriously. Okay, I'll do it. That's fine. I got the page up. It's too much trouble to copy and paste, so I'll just do it. All right. So, big thank you to our wonderful Iron Elite. Thank you guys so much for supporting the podcast, for supporting the website, for supporting all the things that we do. We heart you. So thank you. So, to Aleandris, Azzy, Ave. Villain Win, probably butchered that. I'm apologies. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Daenerys 1985, Execute, Fair, Frasley, Sparks, Bam, Gaston, Iron Man, Path, Chris W. Oh, look, Lita. Wonder who that is. Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Miss Miggy. Marisha's Charming, Never Died, Nisi, Return of the Mac, Rogue Slayer, Rude, Sassy Bell, Stir, Stone, Swing Cat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Winema, Zaya, and Zort. So thank you so much, guys. Truly, truly appreciate it. Heart you.
You forgot the part where I always have to pause for scrolling.
Yeah, sorry. I had it. See, I had it all there. Mind you, I do need to update. I will be looking at checking the Iron Elites, and so there may be adjustments. So just saying, I try and do that once a month. I will look at that this week and go from there. Okay. Now, from Stone Star and myself, I'd like to thank all our awesome mods for all the things that you do. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you guys. Nothing like technical, like the internet dropping out for some reason. Fantastic. Pity it's not like April Fool's. It's like, and you thought we were having a short show. Fooled you. Anyway, hey guys, apologies, internet's obviously being a poopy head, but we're back. So we're going to quickly do this so I can stop recording and all the fun things. So excellent, we're going to have lots of editing today. Okay, what was I saying? So all big thank you to our wonderful mods, you guys. Thank you. Heart you all, because you all help and do a fantastic job. So thank you so much. Thank you to Elkie, our queen of the code. Thank you to all you guys, everyone that was here in the chat room, everyone that listens to us. Thank you guys for being here, for supporting. We do appreciate that. As I said, I'll be back next week, which will be Halloween, October 31st. Yay! 7 p.m. Eastern. Hang on.
Yeah. I was going to do it, but I was afraid I'd break your ears.
Oh, I love that. That is my favorite thing. Absolutely love it. So, yes, next week is Halloween. We're going to do a little Halloween thing, which will be fun. I'll have some people to talk to. Surprise. There's stuff happening. Anyway, we'll be here. I've got my cat and my pumpkin. So I'm going to be fine. Which will be yay.
Baked goods.
Yes. And cupcakes. I got so many thoughts about what cupcakes are going to make. Anyway, yes, so don't forget the website is over at wowchallenges.com. You can find all the information for our Discord, our Facebook, our Twitch, our Twitter, and the YouTube channels. You can also contact me via the email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com. You can contact me on Discord if you need to as well, or through the Twitter account as well. Okay? Now, Chris, where can we find you?
Insert standard joke here. I am on Twitch as it's Chris W. Otherwise, WoW Challenges, Discord, Paradin's Discord, and Team Murloc on Zangmarsh.
Exactly. All right, and don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeetaWow. Also, Stone and I did an Adventures in Azeroth episode 98 yesterday. It's been like 5 months. It was good. Yeah. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was kind of like, do you want to do a show? All right. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Why not?
Yeah. And once again, you know, it's funny. It's supposed to be like an hour show. Yeah. An hour and a half later. You know why? It's because Stone was drinking his BlizzCon Blue. He's drinking his alcohol.
Alcohol. Do that.
Yeah. Anyway, it's check that out. That's Adventures in Azeroth. All right. Last lot of thank yous, please.
A huge thank you to Mr. Bright 01 on the intro that still makes me nort every time I hear it. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a huge thank you to Epic Insanity for our wonderful outro. You can find him on Twitter at @epic_insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And again, thank you guys for them, because they both make me smile, and I love them, the intros and the outros, so much. All right. Well, everyone, I hope you all have a really good week this week. It's the lead up to Halloween. I hope you've got some stuff planned, if that's what you're into. Good luck with your challenge tunes. Have fun with it. Have fun with playing in game and all of that kind of stuff. Hurry up and fix some of the add-ons, people. Just saying. There's a couple that I'm like, is it ready yet? No. Still broken. Damn it. But you, Missy, you just take it easy. Hope you have a better week. And say hi to your boss, and we appreciate both of you for all the things you do. But, you know, 80 hours. Just tell him. 80-hour weeks. Like, yeah, bring it down a bit. I don't want...
I'm sorry, right?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit like that. It's a bit like that. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, chat room. I don't know who's here, but thank you all for being here. We appreciate you. And just please stay safe, both in and out of game. We will catch you next week. All right. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2020. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.